How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
It is Locked on Jazz for a Thursday Facebook Live edition coming to you from Cleveland, Ohio, where the Utah Jazz get ready to play the Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll talk about the big win last night against the Detroit Pistons. Rudy Gobert is the best center in the NBA, and we'll take your questions. It's all coming up on today's edition of Locked on Jazz. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. Hope things are going well for you this morning. I thought I'd push this one back, one, because I had a bunch of things I had to do, and two, because I thought I'd get more calls or more interaction and more people jumping on. So hopefully that is the case, and that some more questions come in and we get some different questions and have you all involved. Jazz get a big win. They get huge help from the Clippers. We'll talk about that, run through those items, and take your questions today on the Facebook Live edition brought to you by our friends at Shamrock Auto Group. Appreciate the support of Rob Taylor and the Shamrock Auto Group. If you're looking to buy a car, a used car, or nearly new car in the next truck in the next weeks, please give Shamrock Auto Group a call. I'll tell you more about them before we are done. Which way is better today? This angle? Nope, this angle looks like it's better. I'm doing it off the phone instead of the tablet today. I'm not sure it should matter. All right, let's get to it. Pins across the world is always how we start. You can send me yours at dlock09@gmail.com. I always like to hear that. By the way, G-Lod emailed me back and just he's doing well. Wanted to say hi. So anyway, just wanted to get that out there. All right, let's go to our pins across the world. This is from Austria. My name is Chenny Dion. I'm a native Utahn who's temporarily, unofficially expatriated to spend some time in Vienna, where I study piano and work part-time. Wow, really talented, I bet. My love for the Jazz started very early on, was rivaled only by obsession with Michael Jordan. I think we all have that, which I slowly outgrew and played basketball at West High School, just a few couple streets away from the Vivint Smart Home Arena. Later walked on to my college team senior year, where I wore number 20 in honor of G-Time. Shameless plug to my team, Whitman College. Whitman College? I almost went to Whitman College. They're not the Poets, though. That's Whittier, who's undefeated and playing in the NCAA Division. Really? Final Four in Salem, Virginia? Walla Walla, Washington, Whitman College. Whitman was one of the schools on my list. Anyway, I watch replays of every game, obsess over every Gordon Hayward step back jumper, and listen to every episode of Locked on Jazz. Love the Jazz, love our style of play, and looking forward to coming back home to Utah this summer. Thanks for your work. From Chenny D-O-A-N-E. Not sure. Appreciate it very much. Great pin across the board. Let's start with our tip-off story of the day. Just a really good win last night. And these guys are playing. It's interesting to me. It feels as though to me, and maybe this is me making this up, maybe this is true, that every loss is like creating this like, panic, like the Oklahoma City loss. We've won six straight. Rudy's played. We've won, I think, 9 of our last 12. They've included wins over Washington, Houston, Clippers. I mean, these are pretty good wins. We're playing awfully well. We're really hot 3-point shooting right now, which is either non-sustainable or just we're really hot and moving the ball. George Hill's 17 of his last 35. Joe Ingles is 19 of his last 35. Gordon Hayward's 12 of his last 20. Gordon Hayward, by the way, is 42% since December 1st. I had forgotten that he had the 28% 3-point shooting month to start the year. Joe Johnson, 7 of his last 17. Dante's 4 of his last 4. Dante's really playing well. I'll tell you what, we get to playoff time. They tighten the screws on that rotation. We're seeing George Hill and Dante play together a little bit. I think there might be something there. for the Jazz in regards to how those two are playing together and, frankly, maybe playing better than Alec and is in that rotation when you start kind of cutting. I mean, someone's going to get cut. This rotation's going to get thin as we get to the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't want to, you know, get too far ahead of ourselves, but there's probably something there that looks like it might be taking place a little bit. All right, last night I just thought they came out, they hit you early in the first quarter. First quarters are far more important than anyone realizes. And then just George got bumped in the head and Rodney was out with a sore knee and it felt like it might be going a little bit either way. And then all of a sudden, Gordon made a big shot, George Hill made a good shot, Rudy made a play, and that's just what you do. Rudy's incredible. Tim McMahon has been with us a lot this year, wrote a big piece. I tell you what, I think Rudy's the best center in the NBA right now. And I'm not trying to say that as a homer, and I think, you know, it's interesting that I get told how much I'm a homer when every other broadcaster in the league thinks that I'm, like, the most non-homer in the league about his team. But, I mean, post-All-Star break, at least, Rudy's shooting 72% from the field, 14 points, 13 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 assists, 2.5 blocks, 2 assists, 3rd in the league in screen assists in that time period at 6.5 a game. You know, his free throw shooting is at 68% now. It's just remarkable. But even that doesn't tell the story. He just impacts everything. Tobias Harris last night, the minute he checks out, back-to-back plays, he goes and drives to the basket and dunks or lays it up the minute he sees Withy. And Withy's good. I mean, Withy owns the NCAA tournament record for block shots in a game, 10, against NC State. Right? He was a Big 12 defensive player of the year. He's good. And yet Rudy just... change is just on such a different, unbelievable level of what he does and how he impacts the game. And everyone in the league knows it. It just alters everything everyone does. Yesterday, Detroit was 1 of 15 from 3 in the mid-range. Now, that is them pulling into shots that maybe they are not that comfortable with because they know Rudy's around. So, I don't even know how to explain what I'm seeing out of Rudy. You know, the flip side is Gordon last night, who just put up, 25, 9, and 6, like, ho-hum. Our star players are just playing great. That's truly what is going on right now, is our two star players are playing incredibly well, exceptional basketball, and they both play in the team spirit. And that's probably what's most important. Really cool quote, and if I wasn't doing Facebook Live, I'd put it in the broadcast. Maybe I'll put it in tomorrow's, from Stan Van Gundy about Rudy Gobert, basically saying, I don't know who he is, but just watching him, the guy does everything you're supposed to do to win. He plays the game entirely to win. And this is absolutely... you know, the ultimate winning player. And that's truly who he is. And for another coach to just watch him and realize, wow, he's setting all these picks. He doesn't need the ball in his hands. All the items that he does just as a team player, it's unusual in this league. I think, you know, it's interesting. I sometimes think that the average fan wants his favorite player, maybe understandably, or his favorite players, to not be human. To just do everything for the team because that's all you care about. You wear the jersey off. But these guys, that's not who they are. They're individuals who are making a living, who are are concerned about the living they're making or concerned about their status in the game. And so that's not who they are at all. And none of them are in this league. And that's why I kind of made that comment yesterday about being, to open the show, that good guys are really, really, really important. And you could see Detroit last night was just one after another of each guy making the play for himself. And that's where we're not. And we cannot underestimate the value of having, you know, a Gordon Hayward who, while trying to be an all-star, has never broken outside of the team mode. A Rudy Gobert, while trying to establish himself as the best center in the NBA, never breaks out of the team mode. I mean, I saw Quinn and Rudy spending some time in the hotel when we arrived last night in Cleveland. I think Quinn's just reminding, thank you. Like, I don't know. I'll ask Quinn. Quinn told a really interesting story about a film session that he had with Dante after the Washington-Oklahoma City games on our coach's show yesterday, where he basically just sat down with him on film and harshly, I think, looked at him and said, like, can you not see this? Like, Joe Johnson's wide open, and you're driving recklessly to the basket. Can you not see this? And we're seeing Dante now in three different plays in the last two games make plays that are signs that he is seeing it. So one was the play that I mentioned to Quinn in the coach's show. I think I pointed out that he was making some smart plays on Twitter when I rewatched the game, where George Hill drove into the basket, made this incredible corner pass to Dante in the corner. Dante shoots the corner three at about 20%. He is wide open, but recognizes before he can get the ball and swings it to Joe Johnson, who's at an angle three where he hits it 42%, and Joe buries it. It's just, and frankly, it's the type of play where Dante feels good, George feels good, and Joe feels good. Dante shoots and misses. George is pissed. Joe is pissed, and Dante feels crappy about himself because he missed. So it's a sign of like why this team's so playing so well right now. Last night there were two more. One was Dante pushed a fast break. He was 1-on-3, and instead of doing the two things he usually has been doing in this circumstance, one is forcing it and then turning it over, or two is just quitting on it and curling out too quickly. He kind of held it in the pocket on the left side of the floor, waited for Rudy. Rudy came and set the pick because Rudy's the winner that Stan Van Gundy's talking about. And Dante then explodes into the middle of the lane. That's not a play Dante makes 2 weeks ago. That's Dante waiting that one out in a way that he has not before. It's really, you know, that's a sign. Then the other one was Dante late game, in the game, Jazz, it's the killer, Gordon 3, that ends the game. Dante pushed it just hard enough to bring the defender to him, left it behind for Gordon. Gordon hits the 3. Those are two plays that he has not been making in the past. Today's Facebook Live is brought to you by Shamrock Auto Group. If you're considering purchasing a car or truck in the next few weeks, please give Shamrock Auto Group a call. They'll save you money, set you up in a super nice vehicle, and the buying experience will be quick and pleasant. 801-319-2250. 801-319-2250. Rob Taylor is the owner. That's his phone number right there. As Rob says, it doesn't bother me if customers don't buy from me. It is a big deal that we take care of the needs of our customers. Everyone at Shamrock will work very hard to help every customer get the car or truck that needs in their budget. And if take a second and go to Shamrock, just search Shamrock Auto Group on Google, and you'll see the comments from everybody that in the 9 years they've been doing business, they are having absolutely fabulous results interacting from people and what the customers, and they come back time and time again. Often they don't actually have the car sometimes, but the person wants to do business with Shamrock, so they tell Shamrock what they want, and Shamrock goes and gets it. And that's really cool. So here's the key to your Shamrock experience. Out of the door pricing in 5 minutes, test drive by yourself, buying experience in under an hour, full service, can do all financing, extend warranties to the house, value-driven Carfax and every report. That's what is going to separate Shamrock. That's why all those nice reviews are out there. Shamrock Auto Group, they're out in Pleasant Grove. Give Rob a call at 801-319-2250. That's 801-319-2250. All right, let's get to your questions. From Cameron Martin, is Rudy the most underrated player in the NBA? I don't know. It's always, that's, to me, I mean, I get where you're coming from, Cameron. It's a weird, I don't think so. I mean, should have he made the All-Star team? Probably, but I just tweeted out that I thought he was the best center in the NBA. I haven't gotten any kickback, so I don't think he's underrated. I mean, ESPN just wrote a huge article. Tim McMahon just wrote a huge article about the making of the Jazz version of Bill Russell. So I don't think he's underrated at all. I think people are getting it. They understand how great he is. They understand what he's doing. You know, I think we we want recognition for our guys. What, it's always this silly thing I never quite understand. Like, oh, we care so much about what the national guy says. All right. I mean, I guess they don't watch us as much and they don't know the team as well. And, you know, Brian Windhorst gets everybody upset all the time. Brian Windhorst is busy, man. Brian Windhorst is doing ESPN national stuff. How many times do you think he's watched the Jazz this year? And I'm not killing him at all. Like, why? He's a predominantly Eastern Conference guy just being in Cleveland. Hopefully I'll see him tonight. He's got to watch everyone. How many times can he watch us? Like, let's say he's the most unbelievably most diligent reporter. Like, everyone thinks Zach Lowe's he is probably. Like, how many times do you think Zach Lowe's watched this year? For a whole game? Like, 4? 5? Like, it's impossible. How many times do you think I've watched the rest of the league? Like, I'll put it back on me, right? Now, I'm assigned to one team, but like, how many times do you think, like, I watched the Detroit Pistons play the Cleveland Cavaliers twice before to get ready for this game. I hadn't seen Detroit in 3 months. maybe four. I hadn't watched them at all. Couldn't have told you who what their starting lineup was. It's just not possible. It's not. How far do you think we'll go? I think getting out of the first round is going to be incredibly difficult. Incredibly difficult. If we can get four, which last night we got a huge break with the Clippers losing to Milwaukee and now leaving Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan home as they fly to play Denver on the most brutal back end of a back-to-back there is in the NBA. Brutal. They left Blake Griffin home. I would have just thought they were better, but they had to leave both of them home. So we got a huge break last night. And if we can get four, we got a chance. But I realize, like, let's say we play the Clippers and we're up 3-2 and going to L.A. for a game. Chris Paul and Blake Griffin are free agents at the end of the year, realizing if they lose that game, that their franchise will never be the same, that they will be forever broke, that franchise will be broken up and ended. Do you think that we have ever, any of our guys have ever faced anyone other than maybe George and Boris and Joe played a game with that level of intensity from the opponent? Do you realize what it'd be like to try to beat them? Holy smokes. So I think it's going to be really hard to get out of the first round. Now, on the other end, I don't think the Warriors are right. I think it's open. Like, I don't think Durant's going to be right again this year. I'm not a believer in that. Spurs are really good. I wonder if they're athletic enough to handle it. They probably can handle us because we're not that athletic. But who knows? Do you like how the Jazz have been performing over the last two games, even with recent injuries? Yeah, I mean, we're hitting the three, moving the ball. We went six straight when Rudy's played. We're playing great. I mean, we went 9 of 12, which is really 9 of 11 with that loss to Minnesota in there, which probably was a scheduling loss. Right? Like, and the other one was a close game loss to Oklahoma City when Russell Westbrook goes superhuman. We're playing, since the All-Star break, I keep talking about how we haven't hit our stride. I think maybe we have. Like, I may be wrong about this. How has Rudy's passing evolved? Does he have the potential to become an elite big man passer? It's good. He understands the game. He's in control. He's slowed down, so he's good. An elite big game passer like Marcus Gasol? Probably not. That's 5 assists a game. Maybe. I don't doubt Rudy at all. I doubted Gordon. Now I'm not going to do it twice. Let's not be an idiot. Bill Lee, how are you? How's Palo Alto? Have you been Dutch Goose or Oasis, Bill? I want to know. Which one are you deciding? What is Rudy's ceiling? Where do you see his game in 3 years? I guess he gets stronger, gets smarter. I can't imagine he gets better, right? I just said I think he's the best center in the NBA. Does he get better? Really? But I can't imagine Gordon gets better. I couldn't imagine Gordon got better last year. Like, actually, I had dinner with a close friend who knows the game really, really well, and we were talking, and I said, like, what did you think Gordon? He's like, oh, I thought he'd hit his ceiling last year. I was like, all right, well, I thought he hit his ceiling 2 years ago, like, if I was really honest about it. So give credit. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I mean, if I think he's the best center in the NBA right now, how much better, I guess, does he become an MVP candidate? Maybe. That's crazy. Do you think that D. Williams will play for the Jazz next year, and what is the honest take if Hayward stays or goes? I don't think he plays for us again. I just think there's too much baggage. I think it's just too difficult to pull. It makes sense, like, on paper, but I just think when it gets down to it, I think it's going to be too hard for everyone to do. It's interesting that the one player who really ever wants to come and stay in Utah is Darren, right? We really have never had that player before who, like, wants to come play in Utah. So that's... You know, but I think there's a lot of baggage there. Is there any reason, and frankly, you know, there's a lot of people. I also would say this. I don't want to get into specific. There's a lot of people I think could say no, right? Like, through the process, there's a lot of people that could say, you know what, no. If there's any reason the Jazz would pick AB over Ingles in the offseason, seems like their salaries would be fairly equivalent, but Ingles has far and away outplayed him. That's a hard one for me to look ahead and see, of whether or not, but Ingles is better player than Alec right now. That's just not debatable. What their money becomes. And I also think Ingles and Gordon are very attached. I would suspect that Joe Ingles plays on the same team as Gordon Hayward next year would be my thought. Are the Clippers the biggest punks in the league? Yeah, they might be. The Clippers, rewatching that game was incredible to watch the amount of things they do. And It's interesting is every time I prep for the Clippers, I look at them on paper and I think, oh my gosh, that team's going to win the West. And then I watch them in person and I don't believe it anymore. And that's what's absolutely happened to me in the last 48 hours of the Clippers. Watching them last night, we got in enough time to watch the fourth quarter against Milwaukee. And then to watch them, they just, yeah. It's not good. Do you feel George Hill has provided Dante with any type of mentorship? Is this Hill's a natural leader. He'll talk to everybody and try to help him. That's absolutely who he is. I'd have to ask Dante what that is, and you never get a straight answer, so I'm not sure how I'm going to figure that out. Better matchup for the playoffs, Clippers or Oklahoma City? Clippers have more experience and have better big team name players in Chris Paul, J.J. Redick, Blake Griffin, and DeAndre Jordan. Andre Roberson is a problem at Oklahoma City. Gordon does not play Oklahoma City very well. Andre Roberson may defend him better than anybody in the NBA. So that in that sense, that matchup is a problem because somebody else on our team is probably going to have to pick up. You know, Rodney's the guy who's had most of the good games against Oklahoma City when guarded by Alex Abrines, who was yesterday rated as the worst shooting guard defensively in the NBA on that article we had. So that's the one thing on Oklahoma City where I don't think they're as good a matchup as a lot of people think. On Wednesday, you broke down a defense play by Joe Ingles. Any chance you could share the video of the play via Twitter? You know, Andy Larson is great about that, and he has told me once what program he uses, and I'm going to have to figure out how to do that at times. I don't have a lot of time. I'm a little short on time right now on this trip. So, but I do think that at some point I need to do that, particularly as we get toward the playoffs. So thank you, Chris. Tyson Russell Newman has done a lot of work. Currently fourth in net rating, fifth in differential. If we are in the East, we'd be playing Cleveland in the Western Conference Finals. Yeah, Boston's a terrible matchup for us, so it'd have to do with how we got bracketed. If we could avoid Boston and play Washington or somebody else in the – we'd play Cleveland in the – you know, by the way, let's just have fun tonight. We win tonight. We have the tiebreaker against Cleveland. We're 44-25. They're 44-23. We're one game behind Cleveland for home court in the NBA Finals. It's just fun. I know it's a small sample size, but what are Hill and Exum's numbers together? It seems they could be important question going forward, assuming we re-sign Hill. I do think it's an important question. I do think they look good together. I do think that's going to be a playoff combination. Dante's been good defensively. He's been smarter offensively. He's really playing well right now. And so I do think that there's a chance on that. Do the Jazz play our best players longer in blowouts and wins and blowout losses than other teams? Do you think it might contribute to us having a higher point differential? Maybe. I think we have a higher point differential because we fight through games better than most people. I think our point differential is misleading. But I don't know if we do. I've also never, you know, what's the difference between playing 32 and 34 or 30 and 32? You know, I'm not sure what that extra 2 minutes really we're trying to save every night is. Bigger impact on Hayward returning Gobert. That got cut off. Hi, David. It was great seeing you last night. Thanks, Jesse. I was wondering whether you think Dante's improvement since the All-Star game is due to getting healthy or Quinn. I think it's a combination of a lot of things, but also all the research I've done about ACL players is the fact that they get better at that point. Can you introduce me to Matt Moon? That's awesome. Nice. I got to imagine it would be tough for Gordon this summer to walk away from playing with Rudy the next several years. Do you agree? I think it has a huge impact. He wants to win. I mean, I think there's teams out there, though. I mean, I've said this a lot. Like, I think it's going to be a big deal when Magic Johnson's sitting across the table from him and Pat Riley sitting across the table from him and you know, Danny Ainge is sitting across the table from him. Those guys can sell, and he's going to go through the free – I don't think the scenario is that he's going to just sign. I think he's going to go through the free agent process, and he's got every right to do it. And it's going to be really interesting to see what happens because those are – you know, those are some big-name dudes sitting across the table from you with impressive stories to tell. Pat Riley's going to be wearing rings, man. He's going to be wearing rings saying, come to Miami, and we're going to rebuild this, and you're going to be the third generation of champions here. By the way, how are you? Oh, did I show you these, right? Like, and it's Miami. Miami's kind of awesome, by the way. So, right, it's L.A. Like, we're going to make you a star, and, you know, there's a marketing element to you. You're unique. There's not a lot of white American stars in the NBA from a Madison Avenue advertising standpoint. We're going to make you unique and make you those are real things that people are going to say to Gordon. And that I don't think that the marketing one is going to move his meter. He's going to make a tremendous amount of money as a probably the lead spokesperson for esports in the NBA, and I'm not sure the market size matters on that one. But on the other end, you know, if you go to L.A., you're on TNT a lot. And if you go to Miami, you're on TNT a lot. And that's real. So it's going to be – it's not a done deal in any way. I think it's going to be hard. How many games ahead before we seal our spot in fourth? Well, remember, we're always one game less than you think. Because if we tie with Memphis or Oklahoma City, we lose the tiebreaker. So it's still a long way to go. A long, long, long way to go. We're ahead of where I thought we would be at this point, but it's a long, long way to go. All right, final question. How do you feel about the team vibe when they're on the road versus home? On TV throughout the season, they generally seem more mentally ready on the road than they are at home. I think it actually has to do with the style we play. I think we've done some analytics that shows if you don't foul, you win more on the road. This is the fifth best road team in the history of the Jazz franchise right now. And I think we've done some analytics that show if you don't foul, you play better on the road. But I think the flip side might be is if you don't foul, you don't get as much home court advantage. So I think that's real. All right, I got to jump. I got a meeting at 1 o'clock. That's what time it is here in the East, but I wanted to just do a little Facebook Live questions with you guys. Thank you very much. I did not get to all of your questions, but hopefully didn't leave out too many. By the way, Hill and Exum have played 84 minutes together, offensive rating 107, defensive rating 94. That's Richard Child. I think Richard's done a bunch of work for me. Thank you, Richard. All right, do you either Gordon or Rudy make first-team All-NBA? Rudy maybe has a chance. Gordon has no chance. Gordon makes third-team All-NBA, though. He is eligible for the designated player exception. He has to opt in on his contract, though, to do that, and he doesn't make a lot more money immediately. He just does on the back end of his deal. His last year is a lot bigger, so it's an interesting little question there. We can talk about some other time. That is Locked on Jazz. Have a great day. Be safe, and we'll talk to you tonight for the Jazz and the Cleveland Cavaliers.